Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, new decade. Be future ready with Zurich, the power behind your pension.
It's just after 6 minutes past 5 o'clock. Now, as we've been hearing today, a homeless man has suffered life-changing injuries after the tent he was sleeping in was removed during a clean-up operation on the banks of Dublin's Grand Canal yesterday. The man is currently in critical condition in St Vincent's Hospital, where he's undergone surgery. Our reporter Della Kilroy today spoke to homeless people living in tents in and around the same area. She's here in studio with me now for the latest on this story. And Della, it is worth reminding us of the details of what happened yesterday.
Well, Mary, we know that the incident happened at the Wilton Terrace. This is just off Leeson Street at the junction along Dublin's Grand Canal at around 1 p.m. And many commuters walking up and down this lane will notice along the canal that there would have been tents there over the past 2 years or so. Now, Waterways Ireland, this is the company responsible for maintenance along the canal, they were removing tents when the man was injured, and he's now in critical condition, and it's understood that he's suffered now life-changing injuries. We also know that Waterways Ireland had recently served eviction notices to the people sleeping in tents on the banks of the Grand Canal.
Waterways Ireland, as you mentioned them, and Dublin City Council have both released statements today. What are they saying?
Well, Dublin City Council confirmed that Waterways Ireland was removing tents with the vehicle they were placed, that they say were placed in a precarious and dangerous location and had become a public health hazard. They say that the Dublin Region Homeless Executive had been engaging with the injured man and had arranged accommodation for him. They also say that they're currently liaising with the hospital. Now, neither organisations, Waterways Ireland or the council, would comment on how exactly the man came to be injured, because they say a Garda investigation is underway, but they said that their thoughts are with the individual.
And you've been speaking to people who are living along the canal.
That's right. I first spoke to Darren and John. They're sleeping out on the canal together in a small two-man tent just up from where the incident is believed to have occurred yesterday. Darren told me that he became homeless after a split from his girlfriend, who is still living in their shared accommodation. But he told me he's having trouble getting a place in a hostel because he is still named on the lease. They told me that they've had over five tents in the last 6 months. One was set on fire in Dawson Street, where they had been staying before they moved to Canal, and several have also been moved from the Canal. This is their story.
My name's Darren. I'm sleeping along the canal, I think, since about October.
John, the same amount of time we've been together for that time, the two of us, on this canal here, part of Bellowside and Charlemount. As regards the council, we've had nothing but trouble off the council. The first thing that happened with them was, we used to put the rubbish together, they wouldn't take the rubbish, so they obviously wanted us to make us look bad, and we removed the rubbish ourselves. The second thing that happened with them was, they never talked to us, and never had any interaction with us at all, and we went to shop and we came back in the tent and all our personal stuff was gone.
And what's it been like living here on the canal? Why did you choose the canal again?
Well, I was sleeping in doorways in the city centre, and it can get rough at night with drinkers coming home from the pubs. Not only that, you're woken up by the guards every morning at 7:30.
I'd rather be in a tent than a hostel. Only smoking since I'm 14. A lot of the hostels, if you go in, there's one there in the corner. If you go in there at 7 o'clock, you can't go back out, and you cannot smoke till the next morning until you go out that door. And there's a lot of people with different problems that are in hostels that need help, and they're not getting it.
You pack up this tent every day?
Yeah, we pack it up every single day, because it's either the county, but it's not the council that rob it. People walking by generally have a look in and see if there's anything worth stealing.
Where do you go?
Usually walking around the street, you know. There's nowhere else to go. There's nothing to do, really, you know.
Are you keeping warm at all?
Oh, there's not really. You can't really keep warm in a tent, you know.
But if it's a cold night, then
the rain comes in.
Have you heard from Dublin City Council about this clean-up project? Have they tried to move you on?
I honestly think they're doing it underhandedly. They're basically waiting, and if they see an empty tent, it's in the back of the van. We actually had three tents took. Once we came back, and as you see the yellow lines for the tent, they were cut, the tent was taken, and the hooks were left in the ground.
We were seen by the taxi men outside, and they told us so. It wasn't made up, you know.
Someone's now in hospital having been injured. Does that worry you?
It does worry you. Like, you could be asleep, like, and we're old. Like, I'm 55, and there's not much weight in me. Lifting a tent, you probably wouldn't think I was in it. And they throw me in the back of a van, do you know what I mean?
There was a storm earlier this week. As the cold weather continues, what are your plans? If your tent is gone again and you're trying to move?
We're already evicted from the canal. Like, we're looking for somewhere, you know. They don't know where to put us, but they don't want us anywhere.
And Della, you also spoke to a woman who had her tent taken from her only yesterday.
That's right. For one woman, she's been homeless for around 3 years, but she's been moving around the canal for about 5 months, she told me, in different locations, staying with a friend in a two-person tent again because her tent has been moved. She told me that she used to see the man who she believes is currently in hospital because her tent is close by, sitting on a nearby bench quite often. She told me what she heard happened yesterday.
But it just shows you, like, because the corporation was up here yesterday with the waterways and we were talking to them and they said they checked, they got in and checked every tent. So if they got in, they would have seen that man. Like, this was at 11 o'clock yesterday morning. So if they did check it, they would have seen him. You hear one story and then another, so you sort of don't know what to believe. Like,
what brought you to the canal? Why are you living in the tent?
It's safer than some of the hostels. It's safer to be out here or in a doorway.
Do you pack up every day or...?
No, we leave the tent there and just take on that sort of main stuff to us. We us less hassle. Like, we've enough problems of our own without mixing up with other people and getting more problems, so we like it over here. Like,
there's a storm earlier this week, so, and it's very
by the tent. Yeah, the whole bar snapped.
The tent is pretty much, it's half fallen down.
Yeah, so it's sort of like you get used to it, you know what I mean? We just sort of part of about and we go to the library or we just sit in and have a cup of tea somewhere and just come back probably about 7 o'clock. Do you know what I mean? Bring a cup of tea, wait for the soup and have something to eat and go to sleep and just get up and start all over again.
And have you got an eviction notice they tried to move you?
Yes, yeah. They took a lot. We had a better tent than that and they took it yesterday with all their stuff in it. When we got here, they were actually pulling it off and wouldn't let us take anything out.
So you had to get a new or different tent?
Somebody, yeah, it was that one, but it wasn't like that. And last night, the breeze, whichever way it blew, snapped the bar in it. So we have to get a new one.
There's an election next month. Are you hopeful?
Hopefully something will be done now with the election coming up. If something isn't done, we'll be found dead out here because it's getting that cold. It's not summer. It's not warm. Like, it's freezing out. Like we had no blankets, no nothing last night. They took everything and we got that tent and only for the soup run feed their homeless come up and gave us blankets and stuff last night and a little torch and stuff so we could see, like, do you know what I mean?
And Della, as we heard from Barry Lenehan earlier, this has now become an election issue with both the Housing Minister and the Taoiseach speaking out about it.
That's right. In a tweet, Housing Minister Owen Murphy said he was saddened by the news. He said his election poster, which was actually located at the scene of the incident, has now been removed and he's demanded a full report into the incident. Dublin Lord Mayor and Fianna Fáil candidate said he understood that Waterways Ireland and the Dublin Regional Housing Executive were on the scene to support any homeless people with accessing accommodation. And the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said he was very concerned by the case. He said it was his understanding that Dublin City Council and Waterways Ireland did check the tent before removing them, but he said obviously something has gone wrong here.
Finally, Della, you also spoke to a spokesperson for a project working with the homeless on Dublin's canal.
That's right. William Cummings runs the Babs Empowerment Project. They work with the inner city helping homeless on a wellbeing project, offering a free listening service for those suffering from loneliness and homelessness. And they have an artwork project on Wilton Terrace, close by to where the incident happened. They've been working with the homeless in the area and they had previously, they say, proposed a new outreach programme to Dublin City Council. I met William on the canal's Wilton Terrace and he told me what those living on the canal had told him previously about their concerns.
Well, a lot of it was antisocial behaviour, drug use and drug paraphernalia. Also, the lack of supports, we did identify that there's a real need to have a project put in place that would build an empowerment plan to get people sleeping rough on the canal, off the canal.
Because Dublin City Council say that there are beds available. What was your engagement with them in trying to get more supports for those who were on the canal?
Yeah, we wrote to Dublin City Council many times, either through the Babs project or through Inner City Help and Homeless. The engagement from Dublin City Council that we've had hasn't been great. They've basically stopped interacting with us.
And it's just here where someone was severely injured yesterday.
it doesn't surprise me that people have been injured on the canal, and it's not the first time. It's good that it's being highlighted now, but I do believe if our project had been taken up by Dublin City Council, that we may have gone some way to avoid what happened. People will point fingers and stuff like that, but if you want to change something, it has to be a well thought out plan, and it needs engagement from all stakeholders.
And that was William Cummings from the Babs Empowerment Project, ending that report from Della Kilroy. After